Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. You are currently listening to Today in YGK, brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Lurie, and here are your local news headlines. Today, June 17th, marks a significant milestone for partners in Mission Food Bank, as the organization arrives at 40 years of service to the Kingston community. In 1984, a study was conducted by the Religious Hospitallers of St. Joseph to determine the greatest needs in the city of Kingston. In an effort to eliminate hunger in the area, they began the food bank. The first food collection for Partners in Mission was received on June 17, 1984. Over the decades, it has continued to expand, operating out of several locations before settling in its current home at 140 Hickson Avenue in 2003. Today, the food bank stands as a pillar of support, with 93 cents of every dollar donated going towards their food hamper program. Recognizing the occasion and honoring the organization's commitment to addressing food insecurity in the region, June 17, 2024 was declared Partners in Mission Food Bank Day by Kingston City Council at their last meeting. The motion was put forward by Councillor Brandon Tozzo and Mayor Brian Patterson, commemorating the organization's 40-year journey and encouraging continued support and awareness for their mission.
We have one motion of recognition moved by Councillor Tozzo, seconded by Mayor Patterson, that King City Council recognize the 40th anniversary of the Partners in Mission Food Bank on June 17, 2024, by declaring that day as Partners in Mission Food Bank Day. Their first food collection was received on June 17, 1984, and in the over 40 years since, Partners in Mission Food Bank has grown significantly, obtained registered charity status, and moved between several locations before moving into their current location on Hickson Avenue. Additionally, in 2023, 18,510 grocery hampers were distributed, 13.2% more than the record set in the previous year. All those in favor? Opposed? And that's carried.
In 2023, 3,984 households accessed Partners in Missions programming, and they provided for a total of 8,147 individuals. This work was completed thanks to the more than 12,500 volunteer hours recorded throughout the year. Partners in Mission has not gone unnoticed on the national stage, having been named a top 10 Canadian food bank by Charity Intelligence for the past 3 years, and recognized as a top 10 Canadian impact charity for the past 2 years. As Kingston residents join in celebrating Partners in Mission Food Bank Day, there are numerous opportunities for community members to get involved. Whether through donations, volunteering, or spreading awareness, everyone can play a role in ensuring that the food bank continues to provide essential support to individuals and their families in Kingston. You can learn more on their website at kingstonfoodbank.ca. Kingston Health Sciences Centre has announced the winners of the 2024 Exceptional Healer Awards. Since they were launched in 2017, each year the awards recognize excellence by a physician, nurse, or allied health professional at KHSC. With the core values of the award being rooted in patient and family-centered care, healthcare professionals are nominated by KHSC patients, and winners are selected by members of KHSC's Patient and Family Advisory Council. This year's winners are Dr. Garth Smith with Kids Inclusive and registered nurse Lisa Thibault with the Inherited Bleeding Disorders Program. I sat down with KHSC's Executive Vice President of Patient Care, Jason Hahn, to talk about this year's winners. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to just share a bit about the Exceptional Healer Awards and what they mean.
So the Exceptional Healer Awards at Kingston Health Science Center, it's an annual award for two individuals recognizing excellence in their profession. So it could be a physician, a nurse, an allied health professional. It's important to us, and it's important to the community that we serve. The selected winners of the Exceptional Healer Award, it's our Patient and Family Advisory Committee that are on the selection committee. All of the nominations for the Exceptional Healer Awards are from patients and their families that nominate them, and then there's a selection committee that reviews all of the nominations and makes a decision on the winners each year. And the importance of this is it's healthcare professionals that emulate the values of Kingston Health Science Center: compassion, respect, excellence, and really you know, how they provide care to the patients and families. And it's very important because it's the impact that they do make to the patients when they're caring for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that background there. And I was wondering if you could also dive a bit deeper into those concepts of patient and family-centered care that are sort of central to this award.
So with patient and family-centered care, you know, it's very important. You know, the patient is a part of the healthcare team and their family is a part of the healthcare team. And, you know, we work together. And, you know, when you think about what, you know, the patient, the experience and, you know, all of our decisions and how we care for patients is centered around them. But they're a part of that. It's not about, you know, we do this or we do that, but it's how we care for the patient and care for them with them. Which is very important, and that they have input into their care and that they're engaged in that. And with our Patient and Family Advisory Committee, they're very important to everything that we do here at Kingston Health Science Center. They participate in a lot of our committees, and they act as an advisory committee. And what's really important in the value add is that they have either been a patient in care at Kingston Health Science Center or in the healthcare system, or family member up there. So they see where there's great things that are happening, and they also see where there's opportunity to improve things such as communication or improvements in processes to make sure that we really, really are providing patients and family-centered care.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I was wondering if you could share a little bit about both of our winners this year, Dr. Garth Smith and RN Lisa Thiebold.
For sure. So both well-deserving of the Exceptional Healer Awards. So Dr. Garth Smith, he was nominated by a family, and, you know, he was described as their angel for many years. And, you know, he's an excellent physician, and he cares for patients and families. And, you know, his what makes him an exceptional healer is, you know, he listens to the patients and he works with them, you know, whether it's their first appointment or multiple appointments. Which is so important. And, you know, you can see how the passion for the patients that he cares for. With Lisa, Lisa is the other Exceptional Healer Award. So Lisa Thiebold is a registered nurse here at Kingston Health Science Center. And she works in our Inherited Bleeding Disorders program. And, you know, she, you know, emulates the values of, you know, compassion, respect, you know, in partnership with patients and families. And she cares for a patient population that have, you know, they're born and they manage it during their lives of inherited blood disorders. And, you know, one of the advisors described her as perfect. So that's why she's an exceptional healer. And really, really, you know, it's such a reward to have such excellent healthcare professionals here at Kingston Health Science Center. In Lisa Thiebold, as well as Dr. Garth Smith. And there's many more.
Statements from both winners were included in a release from KHSC earlier this week. Dr. Garth Smith stated, quote, "While totally unexpected, this is an honor to receive this lovely award. This award means everything to me as it validates what I've strived to do and gives me a degree of satisfaction that my efforts have been recognized by those that matter most to me in my more than 35 years of practice," end quote. RN Lisa Thiebold stated, quote, "I'm driven by the desire to make a positive impact in my patient's life. Knowing that my actions contribute to the well-being and comfort of our bleeding disorders patients is incredibly fulfilling. I find satisfaction in building trust and rapport with my patients. I feel that empathy and compassion play a significant role in providing high-level patient-centered care, as those qualities are at the core of a successful nurse-patient relationship, which is built on trust. Receiving the Exceptional Healer Award is an incredible honor and deeply meaningful to me," end quote. To learn more about the Exceptional Healer Awards, you can visit kingstonhsc.ca. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for the week. Running from now until June 22nd at the Union Gallery are two new exhibitions. In the main space is Home Sweet Home, 16 acts of sustainable storytelling from 16 local youth artists, curated by Ray Parsons in collaboration with Youth Imagine the Future. In the project room, Elusive Site by Elizabeth Hunt will be presented, engaging with the land use in her Chemical Valley hometown in Sarnia. This exhibition includes an ant farm, video projections, silver halide photographs, and live atmospheric data consolidated into a visual spreadsheet. The Union Gallery is located on the first floor of Stauffer Library and is open Tuesday through Saturday. Visit uniongallery.queensu.ca for more information. Registration for summer term programming at the Kingston School of Art is now open, and Pride programming kicks in all June. Every Saturday in June, you can drop by for button making or making paper drag queens and kings for all ages, or catch Pride Sunday events with Drag Queen Storytime, Drag Character Workshop, and the Don't Be a Drag, Be a Queen Artist Talk with Gila Munster. Be sure to check out ksoa.info for more on these and all upcoming events. Join Martha's Table for their Empty Board Spring Fundraiser on Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Kingston Grand Theater. Enjoy a performance by the Kim Pollard Band, snacks, a live auction, and take home a locally made charcuterie board. Tickets are $75 and you can get yours at 613-530-2050 or at kingstongrand.ca. At the TriArt Gallery, you can catch the art show Red as a part of their ongoing pigment series. Red pigments serve as the primary shade for a variety of pieces from many different participating artists in what is sure to be an interesting and bold thematic showcase. TriArt Gallery is located in downtown Kingston in the back of Art Noise and celebrates the work of local artists working with local TriArt materials, and it is free for you to peruse. This exhibition runs until June 22nd. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four more rounds of trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. Also this week at the Screening Room, be sure to catch the special screenings of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly and But I'm a Cheerleader on June 20th. Also coming up at the Screening Room on June 18th at 6 p.m. is Show and Tell, a filmmaker's open mic. This is a free event for everyone where folks can submit their films or clips under 15 minutes, or you can just stop by to support those who are showcasing their work on the silver screen. The link is available now to submit films and RSVP, and there's new arrivals and special screenings all the time. So be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for more cinema adventures. And last but certainly not least, the free grassroots multidisciplinary Skeleton Park Arts Festival hits Kingston every summer solstice weekend, this year running this weekend from June 22nd to 23rd. This year's lineup includes Kobo Town, Status Non-Status, Justin Rutledge, Sada Famini, The Human Rights, Keaton, and many more. SPAF programming is always free, and the full schedule is available now at skeletonparkartsfest.ca, and you can stay tuned to the Kingston Curator this week, Thursday at 2 p.m. for more. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Monday, June 17th, 2024. The Edmonton Oilers have roared back to life and registered their first victory in the Stanley Cup Finals following an 8-1 drubbing of the Florida Panthers. The Oilers got the scoring started early, with Matthias Janmark just 3 minutes into the first period scoring a shorthanded goal. Adam Henrique would add his third of the playoffs before the Florida Panthers would cut the lead to one with a Vladimir Tarasenko goal. Dylan Holloway scored his fourth goal of the playoffs to end the first period, giving Edmonton a 3-1 lead. It was all Oilers in the second period, as just a minute 13 into the frame, Connor McDavid scored his sixth of the playoffs. At the 5-minute mark, Darnell Nurse scored his first goal of the playoffs with an assist from McDavid and Zach Hyman. And then 13 minutes into the second period, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored his 7th with an assist to Dreisaitl and McDavid. The Oilers were not done, as late in the third period they would add two more insurance goals from Dylan Holloway and Ryan McLeod to take a commanding 8-1 lead. Sergei Bobrovsky, who had been excellent for the Panthers all playoffs long, was chased from the game in the second period. He allowed 5 goals on 16 shots, giving him a .688 save percentage. Meanwhile, Stuart Skinner was stunning for the Oilers, saving 32 of 33 for a sterling .970 save percentage. Connor McDavid made history on Saturday night, tallying his 32nd assist of the postseason. This sets a new high water mark for assists in a single postseason run, beating the record set by Wayne Gretzky in 1987-88 with 31 assists. However, it is worth noting that Gretzky's 31 assists and 43 points came in just 19 playoff games, whereas McDavid has 38 in 22. The all-time record for playoff points in a single postseason is within sight. McDavid currently has 38 points during this playoff run, sitting just 9 back of Wayne Gretzky, who set a record of 47 with the 84-85 Oilers. Game 5 is scheduled for Tuesday, June 18th in Florida. Puck drop will be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going into Game 4 of the NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks found themselves in a similar position to the Edmonton Oilers, trailing a powerhouse Eastern Conference team. And much like the Oilers would do with the Panthers, the Mavericks roared back for a blowout victory to keep their playoff hopes alive. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is tonight at 8:30 p.m. Can the Boston Celtics close out the Mavericks at home following their 38-point loss, or can Dallas maintain that momentum and make this a competitive series? This concludes your sports report for Monday, June 17th, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. A heat warning has been issued for the Kingston region. A prolonged heat event will begin today. Dangerously hot and humid conditions are expected throughout most of the week. Daytime highs through much of the week are expected to be 30 to 35 degrees Celsius, with the humidex being 40 to 45. There will be little relief through the overnight, as lows are expected to be 18 to 23 degrees Celsius, with humidex values of 26 to 30. Hot and humid air can also decrease air quality and can result in the Air Quality Health Index approaching the high risk category. Extreme heat can affect everyone's health. The health risks are greater for older adults, infants and young children, pregnant people, people with physical and mental illnesses, and people with disabilities or mobility issues. Watch for the effects of heat illness, including swelling, rash, cramps, fainting, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and the worsening of some health conditions. Heatstroke is a medical emergency. Call 911 or your local emergency number immediately if you or someone you are caring for has a high body temperature and are confused, has stopped sweating, or becomes unconscious. While waiting for help, cool the person right away. Move them to a cool place, apply cold water to large areas of the skin, and fan the person as much as possible. Getting into the forecast for the coming days, tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers late this evening and overnight with a risk of thunderstorm. We have a low of 19 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Tuesday, the 18th of June, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of showers in the morning with a risk of thunderstorm. We have a high of 31, that is 40 with the humidex. UV index is 10 or very high. For the night, we're expecting cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 20. On Wednesday, the 19th of June, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud and a 30% chance of showers with a high of 31 degrees. Wednesday night, we'll have cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 21. Be sure to tune in again for Today in YGK on Wednesday night at 5 p.m. for your updated weather report for the rest of the week. Stay cool, and next up is your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, Albert Street Princess to 486 Albert is closed until December 31st to accommodate construction. Baden Street Mowat to McDonald is closed until July 1st to accommodate construction activity on Baden Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th is closed until September 1st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plastarms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, the tragically hip way to Plastarms, is closed June 17th to 21st from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. each day for Queen's University convocation. Market Street, Ontario to King, is closed on June 21st from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. for National Indigenous Peoples Day event at Springer Market Square. Princess Street, Division 2 Ontario is closed June 22nd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the Princess Street Promenade. Please note that the intersections of Princess at Barrie, Princess at Bagot, and Princess at Ontario will remain open throughout the event. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, is closed until September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, is closed until July 31st for the removal of debris from the Queen's JDOC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work is planned to conclude in late December 2024. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Also note that you can expect delays in the following areas due to construction: Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, Hudson Drive at Bayridge Public School, Hudson Drive at Hudson Park, and Seabrook Road at Highway 15 and Big Hill. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Paige.
Hey, it's Paige, and it's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out through CFRC.ca today. On Monday, June 17th from 5 to 8 p.m., enjoy the singer-songwriter group, the Patrick Dory Trio, from Durham at the Cove Inn. Admission is by donation. Come out and see the tribute to the best-selling female pop group of all time with Spice Wannabe at the Kingston Grand Theatre for $69. The event starts at 7 p.m. Monday night is trivia night at the Brass Pub starting at 8 p.m. Winner gets bragging rights and a good time with friends. On Tuesday, June 18th at the club at the RCHA, enjoy Tom's Tunes Day afternoon happy hour jam at Open Mic and Open Mic and Jam. The event runs from 4 to 7 p.m. and the admission is free. Also on Tuesday, duo Eric Urin and Megan Below play Ethereal Folk at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. and admission is free. Stages Nightclub is hosting rock supergroup St. Esonia. Tickets range from $40 to $186 and the door is at 7 p.m. Wednesday, June 19th, go to Cove Inn for Wings and Tunes on the patio, an open mic event with Sean McCullough and friends from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. The event is free. Also on Wednesday from 6 to 9 p.m., go to Hotel Wolf Island for folk singer-songwriter Jenny Lapp and co. Admission is by donation. On the last Thursday of every month, come over to Hotel Wolf Island for Open Season Thursdays with Chris Brown, Joey Wright, and Jason Mercer. It's a night of declaring open season on anything musical. The event runs from 7 to 9 p.m. and admission is free. Laugh along with Yuck Yuck's Comedy Night with Rob Pugh from MTV Unplugged, Rick Curry, The Hills Brothers, Chris Boris, Simone Holder, and Tavis Maplesden at the Cove Inn. Admission is $90 and the show starts at 7 p.m. Christopher Jackson and friends play Blue Martini this Friday night for a night of covers, originals, and special guests. Admission is free and the show is from 7 to 10 p.m. Also on Friday from 11 to 4 p.m., celebrate Indigenous culture at Springer Market Square. There will be community service fair, vendors, delicious food, and even a rock climbing wall. And a free concert from Second Line Bluegrass starting at 6 p.m. Tiernan Oge presents a night of traditional contemporary Irish, Celtic, and Scottish covers from 9 to 12 a.m. The event is free. On Saturday, June 22nd, from 10 to 2 p.m., go to Sydenham Street for daytime activities and entertainers for the whole family. Also on Saturday, experience a night of great rock bands like Echoes, Concepts, and Stunseed at Blue Martini. Cover is $10 and the door's at 9. Join Dead Root Revival at Fernand's Family Farms for fresh food and rustic rock and blues. The event is $30 to attend and runs from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Also on Saturday, for $10, go to the Mansion for Waiting on Wayne with Matt Francis and Markoff Chain from 9 to 12 a.m. On Saturday, go down to McBurney Park for Skeleton Arts Park Festival 2024, running both Saturday and Sunday. The festival is full of country, folk, reggae, Anishinaabe, Canadian, and much more. The event is free. On Sunday, June 23rd, enjoy live blues, classic rock, and folk from Head Over Heels on the patio at the Cove Inn. The performance is free and runs from 5 to 8 p.m. Also on Sunday, add a Latin twist to your afternoon with Mauricio Montesinos at the Creekside from 5 to 7 p.m. The event is free admission. go to Hotel Wolf Island for dinner and a jazz show. Standards at 7 is playing a dinner time set from 4 to 7. Admission is by donation. And on Sunday, join the fundraiser event Ceasefire with Adam Davidson Harden and friends as they raise money for UN Crisis Relief and the UNRWA at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. The event runs from 8 to 11 p.m. and the admission is by donation.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.